Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back this morning with media literacy expert Julie Smith talking about how we can evaluate media messages for ourselves during this media literacy week. Earlier this morning, we were talking about Facebook and Instagram and their algorithms and how that is affecting us and especially young people with our mental health. Let's talk now about how some of these platforms are saying they are going to switch their algorithms to give us nicer content and to make us happier people. Julie, what are your initial thoughts on that?
My initial thought probably isn't very generous. I think it's lip service, but Twitter has actually done some interesting things. Whenever we're about to retweet something about the COVID virus or the COVID vaccine, it will pop up something asking us if we think the information is valid and if we've double checked it. Whenever we're about to retweet a tweet that includes a link, it will ask us if we've read the link yet. And if we're about to tweet something mean, somehow they know that we also get a pop-up asking us if we really want to send that. What I think is so fascinating is that this really isn't a good business model for them because outraged people stay on the platform longer. And that's the whole operation, right, is to keep people on the platform longer. So it'll be interesting to see what effect this has.
Well, and social media giants have tried to put some controls in place for information and accuracy. I don't know how effective those have been at this point.
Well, and the sheer volume of what people post makes that almost impossible. Something like 400 hours of YouTube content are uploaded every minute. So it would be impossible for those enormous platforms to really police every single post.
Well, and some of the things that people have been put in Facebook jail for are kind of hilarious. What's, you know, pretty innocent things that have triggered that.
Right, right. And also Twitter has been pretty arbitrary about what accounts they will ban and which ones they allow. So it's their platforms. They can do what they want. We really don't have a lot of power when it comes to that. We've all agreed to those terms of service that we didn't read.
Let's dip our toes into the regulation question, okay? Because it's not like this hasn't been brought up before, that people think that there should be far more regulation of these platforms.
Right. Well, it all goes back to the Communications Decency Act of 1996, when the internet was a baby, and we wanted people to discuss issues and share their opinions and thoughts. So these platforms were never designated as publishers. These platforms, because of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, are not liable for anything posted by third parties. So there's been some debate about either updating or amending Section 230 to try to put a little more teeth into the platform's willingness to actually police what gets put on there. But again, the volume makes it almost impossible.
So kind of like where here in broadcast media, we have to be careful what we put out there, that it meets community standards, that
absolutely,
you know, it doesn't violate those standards.
Well, and you have a license. You have to have a license to operate because of the public airwaves, and the platforms don't necessarily.
So that's what's being considered then for some of these social media platforms.
Right, because if they get designated as publishers, then they will be responsible for whatever gets put on their websites, and that would be huge.
What's the reality of that actually happening?
I think fairly low. I think that the platforms will probably buckle beforehand and come up with some new way to try to police what gets posted. But, you know, I think that Mark Zuckerberg created an animal that he can no longer control. And it'll be really interesting to see how this all shakes out.
One of the exciting things about our digital life nowadays is that any of us can be a media creator. Julie, tomorrow we're going to talk more about that.
Sounds great.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.